It's The Naked Scientists with Chris, Helen and Dominic, and we're answering all of your science questions this week, or as many as we can. Dominic, here's one from Carol Hatcher, who's actually one of your fans on our Naked Astronomy Monthly podcast. She said, "This is Carol from California. My entire family listen regularly to your show, and we love it. I have a question for your astrophysicists. When they discover an extrasolar planet by the wobble that it imparts on its host star, how do they distinguish between the wobble from the centre of mass of the planetary system or just a single planet? In other words, if there's a clutch of planets there making the star wobble, how can you tell that from just one planet making the star wobble?"
Well, Carol's exactly right. Whenever a planet orbits around a star, it exerts a gravitational force on that star, and that force pulls the star back and forth, and that produces a redshift in the spectrum that you can then observe. You can observe it quite easily because the spectra of stars have quite narrow, well-defined lines in them that you can see wobbling back and forth as the star moves. By looking at the wobble of those lines, you can deduce both the radius of the orbit of the planet and also its mass. The mass determines how far the features wobble, and the radius determines the frequency with which they wobble. If you've got several planets, they will orbit with different periods, and that will produce a different period of oscillation in those features. So, for example, you might have an oscillation on a 10-day timescale superimposed on an oscillation with a 100-day timescale, just like a chord in music. And by taking apart those frequency components, you can work out how many planets there are and what radius orbits they're in.
You basically have to build a model and come up with the only solution that satisfies the wobble that you're seeing.
Yes, that's right.
And that tells you. It's interesting because we interviewed someone on this programme called Dr. Christoph Lovis, who was from the Geneva Observatory back in 2006, and he did precisely what you've just said for a star about 40 light-years away from Earth. It was called HD 69830. And in fact, there's a very interesting interview with him on the Naked Scientist website. So if you look up Christoph Lovis, L-O-V-I-S, on the Naked Scientist, and you can hear in slightly different explanation for basically what you described, Dominic. Thanks very much.